in this PowerPoint, it first explains that there is no data of just mass shootings in general. There's no
What is this PowerPoint that you're showing us that we're on the 20th slide of?
This is something he put together for us.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is Pop Podcast. I am your host, Dennis.
And I'm your host, Gabe.
Hey.
Nah. Oh, you almost fucked up.
Oh. I mean, I was like, we clinked the glass pretty hard, I thought. Should we wait? Like, we can wait.
The viewers are here. They're just not saying hi.
Are we in the right room? You know, sometimes we're like not in the right room with the rest of the people, but there's like no one in here.
Last week, when I did Cookbook Roulette, it did the same thing where it showed no viewers. So either there's no viewers or there's some sort of glitch. Let's just say there's no viewers. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we got topics, so we don't really even need no people to chime in. Just wanted to say hello to the no one in here.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, are we early? No, we're right on time. Hello, who cares?
Who cares? Let's just get it going. This is a podcast too, you know? People are going to be listening to it at home on their own. Let me pop. Let me get a little beer going. Thanks for the beer, Gabe. You know what I realized? You supply these beers every week, and I haven't thanked you for it once.
It's all right. The company supplies it.
I know, but you go out and you buy them, and by the feel of it, you keep it in your refrigerator, which is nice.
pop. It's true. I went to Rite Aid right before the stream just to get a fresh 12-pack of PBR.
Nice. Thank you.
That's right. Yeah. I also got shit on my shirt.
How?
I was walking the dogs, and this cute little boy with his mom wanted to say hi to Cosmo. Uh-huh. And so I got down to, you know, introduce them and all that. And I stepped on the bag of poop that I had tied to my leash. And I didn't realize that it popped open, and so little bits of poop was just kind of like on my shirt and on my shorts.
Oh,
you know,
that's gross.
And so now I probably have chlamydia, pink eye, gonorrhea. How'd
your dogs get all those?
Sex in the streets.
Sex in the streets.
Those fucking. I don't know what they did before they met me.
Oh yeah, you're right. They're probably out there hoeing around.
Fucking little hoes.
Yeah, you remember we found Cosmo in the streets.
We found that boy street life. Yeah.
Probably sucking D's for crack or whatever.
That's what he had to do,
right?
The rough streets of Pomona.
Milk bone.
But it's fine. Came home. Took off my shirt, rinsed it off, took off my shorts, rinsed it off, threw them in the tub, lit them on fire, and now we're all fine. Who is on OnlyFans?
Oh, no, I was just going to, is that a whole topic we want to do? I don't know, because it's such a serious week, and by the topic, what do we got? We got copycat mass shootings.
Yeah.
Right? TSA versus Bronco.
That's.
And then what was the last one? My neighbor has an OnlyFans?
I mean, it is now.
My former neighbor has an OnlyFans.
We're going to do a hanger reflex.
Oh, hanger reflex test. What was that? I saw it on the list, but I didn't know what that meant. It's a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, okay, nice. Well, hey, Mate.
How do we want to layer this shit sandwich?
Oh. Well, I mean, I think we should acknowledge that there was a shooting.
Of course.
Was that yesterday?
I just saw.
Gosh, that was yesterday. It feels like.
I saw photos of the kids, or maybe it was just a random group of kids, but I saw photos of kids. And when you put faces to, you know, the story, it makes it fucking so difficult.
Yeah.
So hard to imagine. Because I don't know if you remember the mass shooting at a gay club in, I think, Florida. This was probably like 3-4 years ago. There was a... shooting in a club late night, and God, I mean, more than a dozen people died. And that one, I had actually worked on a video that put their faces to their names, you know, over some music. And that was hard because I had to, you know, edit the video. So I had to like really put together the names, the faces, double check everything's right and all that stuff. And that was very difficult. But I mean, what the fuck are we going to say about another shooting? It's not.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things. A lot of things going wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are going to talk about mental health. People are going to talk about gun rights. Enough time is going to go by and nothing's going to get done. So
yeah,
it's just the same story, right?
Yeah. It's crazy how it is in this country. I imagine if you don't live here, I imagine it sounds crazy, the news that comes out of here.
Right.
You know, like you, I mean, if you're an American, you usually associate like news from the Middle East as like some sort of war thing, a drone strike, blah, blah, blah. And I bet everyone outside of America, when they hear about tragic news in America, it's like, well, there they go shooting themselves. Yeah. Like it's a crazy phenomenon. Yeah. I have a lot of feelings on it, but I don't think any of them are particularly like new. I'm like pretty a leftist kind of guy. Oh, you know what I thought the other day?
What?
Not the other day. That was this morning. Thought this morning, I was like, you know what? Lobbying is just corruption. It's just the okaying of corruption. Like, at least the style the lobbying is done in America.
I was thinking that too. Like you're talking about like NRA.
Yeah, just all of it. You know, whether it's like, I mean, for this topic, it would be, yeah, like gun lobbying, you know, and keeping guns as easy as possible to purchase,
right?
You know, to benefit gun companies, and you know they got a lot of people in their pocket, but in this country it's called lobbying, you know, because a corporation is a citizen or whatever,
right? It's like free speech.
Yeah, it's free speech or whatever, but all of this I think has to be addressed for. Yeah, it's like everything.
Everything, right? It's like everybody wants to be like, you know, stricter gun laws, you know, better mental health, better mental health support. But it's like all of it.
Yeah,
it's all of it on different levels.
It's like maybe harder background checks. Like make it not super easy for someone to get a gun.
Right.
You know? I don't know. It's just I feel like there's so many things. Like you can't buy more than 2 cough medicines without like putting your name down for like, you know, having bought 2 packs of, you know, Sudafed or whatever.
Right.
Right. But like I was just reading or I was just listening to a radio thing, NPR thing on guns. And it's like, it seems pretty easy.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It's like what I was hearing was it's like a 6-page thing. It takes, you know, if it's during business hours, it doesn't take long at all. And then the gun shop just holds on to the paper for 20 years.
Something like that.
They call the FBI, and then the FBI is like, yeah, I mean, he's done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And they're like, here's the gun. And I kind of get that in a sense, because if you think a gun is the same thing as a drill, then yeah, why not? But we all have to admit that, yes, in the most romantic view, a gun is like a tool to scare people with or something. Mm-hmm. Protect yourself with, it's a tool or whatever, but it's not.
Well, yeah, I mean, guns is a very effective machine to kill people, right?
Yes.
And it's pretty crazy just how easy it is to acquire a gun in the US. And the worst part is that I know it's popular to talk about background checks, but what would a background check find? It's like if you have mental health issues, that wouldn't be on your background check. And even if it was, a kid, like this kid, his name is Salvador, that just shot up the school yesterday. Mm. I mean, if his dad got the gun or if his uncle got the gun, who hypothetically passed a background check, which I don't know what a background check will find, he can just grab the gun. He can go to his uncle's house and just get it.
Mm.
You know?
Right.
So what are you saying?
And also, so conservatives, they pitch this bullshit where they go, if more people had guns, then mass shooters would be less likely to pop off, right? Because of the fear that they're going to get shot, okay? Now, if that was real, which is not, then there will be no gun violence in the gang community, right? Because arguably, we know gangs conceal carry, right? We know gang members have guns.
I get it.
Right?
So it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense because if that theory was true.
Are you saying guns banned altogether? Gun ban. What's your next step?
I think if I was a magic genie, yes, ban all guns. Like get rid of all guns, right? Okay. Because conservatives would say if we ban legal guns, then the illegal ones will still be there. And that's also completely bullshit because the illegal guns got there, but at first they were legal. So it was legal at first, and then they eventually get sold in the black market,
right.
And they become illegal. So if you ban guns in general, eventually the street guns will be gone too.
I think...
it's not going to happen, though.
Yeah. I think the only way that would happen is if the government suddenly decided that they were going to have the most ballinest gun buyback program ever. You know, and incentivize guns being just turned in.
Right.
Like, oh shit. If you like basically if you were a kid and you wanted to make a buck, you knew where your dad had his guns and it's like 1,000 each, you're like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go do that. Buy a used Corvette or something. You get what I'm saying?
Yikes.
That's the only way that something like that would fly in this country. But the most realistic first step would be just like you're saying, banning would eventually affect the street guns. Restricting people who can buy guns based on some sort of threshold of a universal background check. That's got to be the first step. Because his uncle, his dad may have gotten the gun, but eventually troublesome people who raise troublesome young people, like they're going to get tripped up in it. They're not going to be able to have as many as they can or whatever. And it's just going to be eventually a little harder for like delinquent people like this to like get a hold of. Because I totally believe in the mental health aspect of it too. Yeah, they're, you know, in their minds, doing something like this is probably like how they fantasize giving meaning or something to their life. You know, or doing something big in their life or whatever, you know, and that's completely a mental health thing.
Yeah. I mean, but mental health could be just like, well, we need just better health care in general. So that just includes just more mental health support.
Yeah.
Right. So that just sort of trickles down to, you know, not only, you know, this issue, or it involves all issues of homelessness, of just general welfare, general healthcare.
Yeah.
So you know, that's one way where we address just healthcare in general. With gun control, yeah, I think you could have stricter gun laws where it's like it's not a background check, but it's a background check plus a like safety class. I don't know, like just you could make it so there's all these barriers you have to cross to get a gun.
Right. Yeah, like drive a car.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's easier to get a gun in America than to get like a driver's license. So I think there should be like maybe like a psychiatric evaluation before you get a gun.
But
and you know the worst part about all that bullshit? So gun nuts, gun nuts, they should be angry that guns are easier to get, right? Because the easy ones that these mass shooters acquire and start shooting up schools makes the good ones look bad, right? So shouldn't all the gun nuts want to harder to get a gun?
I think I heard that gun universal background checks is like 90% of America is agreeing to it.
Right, yeah.
So I think that covers most people, right and left, gun owners and non-owners. Too. So I would say that it's mostly yes, but the people who make the rules are the people who need to be convinced. It's not
necessarily the politicians, like, right? It's lobbying,
public
right?
Opinion at this point.
It's what you mentioned earlier about lobbying and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? guns is a business. It's guns are just like the more we could sell, the better it is for business.
And I totally get it, because if I was a gun guy, if I worked, if I was president of a gun company, shit, yeah, I'm whining and dining you.
Yeah.
If you make the rules, we're hanging out, we're going to be good friends. Hey, you like golf? Right. I like golf.
So if we take that away, that goes across everything. So there's no lobbying anymore, and being a politician becomes...
Or like limited. Like $1 million.
No, like, yeah, I mean...
$1 million. That's nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Well, like, whatever it is. Like, I want politicians' jobs to be... for them to get paid six figures.
Don't they get paid six figures? I think they do.
But that's it. Like, there's no, like... There's no this, kickbacks. Like... These kickbacks, these, like, you know, ways of contributing, and that's free speech or whatever.
Right.
Like... Make the job boring as hell.
Yeah, like a what do you call it? Like a sports referee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Like you if you want to be a senator, a congressperson, you know, anywhere along that ladder, it's a job that wouldn't get paid like there would be a limit to like how much you can get paid basically. Like you're It's not a glamorous job. It's not a job where you could, you know, where money can really influence you and the decisions that you make and the bills that you support and all those things.
Right.
Right.
Well, and that, I mean, the issue with salaries too is that if the salaries are too low, then politicians will be more inclined to be corrupt. More. Yeah, because they would want money under the table. Which happens in a lot of third world countries, you know,
poorer here. Countries. That's what I'm saying. Right. Lobbying is the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Right. Because if you think about it, what a politician, the reason they want money, like in a third world country, it'd be probably to like actually make your life livable and comfortable, right? Like have a better house, have like a nicer car. But in America, if you're a politician, the money you need is when you campaign. And if they're fucking getting campaign donations in the millions, then it's the same thing as getting millions. It's the same thing because that's the only thing that they're going to be spending actual money on. Because in America, we don't give a shit. Like if they get paid, I think they get paid like close to 200K. Maybe let's just say 100K, right?
Right.
If you make that and like most of your day is like taken care of, like you fucking working so that, you know, like you got a work credit card that pays for lunch. You ain't spending that much money. You don't need that much money. You know, your rent or your house is like doing okay. You're not like, it's not a struggle is what I'm saying, you know?
Right.
So the time you spend your money is during your campaign. And to accept that as like a donation unlimitedly is just, it's the same thing as giving money directly. Because that's the only real thing that they care about.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
And real fast, so... There's some data that showed since Sandy Hook, so since 2012, every time there was a mass shooting, gun sales went up.
Yeah, they do.
It's free advertisement.
It's not free advertisement. It's basically everyone who has a gun is more like, oh, shit, this is the one that's going to get banned. They're going to fucking ban them. And you know what's funny about all this? I think we should ban guns, but if I'd buy a gun. I'm be real with you. I'll buy a gun.
I'm okay with buying a gun,
right?
And having
exactly,
a gun.
And that's the tricky part about this. Right. And I'm also okay with banning them all. I don't ever get to have a gun. I'm fine with that too. But if I'm being honest with myself, if I'm like out in the boonies, I'm buying a gun.
Yeah,
I'm buying a gun if I'm out in the boonies.
I think it's okay to have a
gun. Yeah, like I can't trust the cop. I can't trust the cop. And then if you like out in the rough. Like cops are far too.
Right.
It's a conundrum. It's a conundrum. Right. But I guess, you know, other countries they don't have guns and they're doing fine.
I mean,
so I guess I'll just have a samurai sword.
That's what I'm sort of saying, or I guess I would say banning is not realistic. I think for a while in the
right. Immediate future, banning's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And for a while, I was that person where I was like, fucking just ban the guns. Fuck this, dude. Yeah. What the fuck, dude? Like, I'll fuck all these guns.
It ain't going to happen.
And eventually,
there's
like
so many things in the way of that.
Yeah.
The gun lobby.
Yeah.
So everything. Bro.
So make these other changes that would, to sum up my thoughts, is to make the changes that would in all these other different areas at all these different levels over time, and that would, you know, over time solve
and
the issue, or it'll not solve
sway
it, but like,
it'll sway people's hearts eventually.
Yeah,
because the thing with a lot of this is like, these old motherfuckers running the show still, they just need to go, you know, get out of here, go die somewhere. And then younger people, probably still conservative, but at least a little bit less in that old school way, get up there and they'll fuck up shit in their own way. But hopefully we can, you know, we get to this point a little later. And I think maybe that's the beautiful thing about democracy. You know, what is it? Places I can still go and still feel safe in America.
This is from Lems.
Yeah. Look at that.
What's the joke? A short list?
Well, yeah.
Oh, there's another. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, true. Is there another one?
Right.
Is there another one?
Yeah, no places.
Okay.
I get it. Oh, did you hear that?
It's crazy, though. It's crazy because it's like everywhere. Right. And what is it with American people? And we can say that because we're both born in America and we're Americans. I just want people to know that, you know. What's the deal with us and wanting to shoot up places?
It gets all this coverage. It gets all this hoopla. So I think maybe this person who decided to do this is like, hey, look at all this attention that I garnered.
Well, and it's very easy with the gun.
Yeah,
it's easy. It's extremely easy.
Yeah.
Right? Because there is this theory that if you ban guns, then they're going to figure out another way to kill. And yes, that might be true, but guns are the most effective way to kill, which is why cops have guns, our U.S. military have guns, and Ukraine wants more guns.
You can always lock the doors and set a fire to a building. You know? But I agree. You can't. You got to make it harder to kill people. You got to make it harder to kill people, because there's obviously a problem where people are out there. To me, I feel like I take I don't know if it's a sympathetic view or an empathetic view, maybe, but I have this view of it where maybe they're people who would want to kill themselves normally, but then they're just like, I don't give a fuck so bad that let's just go all out. You know, like, they don't see value in their own life. And in that way, they can't even see the value in all these other lives around them.
Right, because I was just thinking that, too. It's, you know, your question is, like, what would drive someone to do that? And it's, like...
Because I don't think it's necessarily, like... I don't know if anyone looks up at the TV and on, like, news and is like, ah, fuck.
I want to be that.
Yeah.
I want to be the next mass shooter and
my name out there. Is that a thing that might be out there?
But, yeah, they're just like, I don't know, like... I honestly don't know what would drive someone to kill
what's
fucking
the energy?
Innocent children.
Is the energy aggression, or is it so low, like it almost like swings back around to like they don't value themselves, so they don't value anything and everything around them?
Uh-huh.
Or is it like, I understand the value, but I will destroy everything? Kind of energy. I wonder.
I
think it's just a killer's mentality. It's like murder suicide stuff, you know.
Yeah,
it's, you know, because like there are pilots that want to commit suicide, so they like nosedive, you know, the plane.
They've nosedived planes before.
Yeah, so the recent, I forgot which airline it was, but the recent airline that I believe plummeted in China. I forgot what country. I'm such an idiot.
An Asian pilot. I knew it.
But yeah, it nosedived and it killed like 100 plus people.
You know, that's some Asian shit. And I was going to bring that up too. Because if you ever watch the news, this is true in America. If you ever watch the news and you hear about a dad who kills his family and then kills himself, 9 times out of 10, it's a Korean family.
No, that's not true. I mean, that who is that famous guy? That,
nine times out of ten, it's a Korean family, and it happened in fucking Oklahoma.
No, no.
It's some bullshit. Koreans got that.
Wait. Who is that famous guy? He was like an attractive dude that killed his wife and then killed his two daughters. Right. Like all over the news. That dude was a white guy. Is that
Lacey or something? Yeah. Huh? Scott Peterson or Scott Lacey? Oh, or yeah.
Let me Google.
Hold on. What does that say?
Yeah, there was a famous
murder suicide.
Yeah,
and
they were
and it
trying.
Was a white guy. Well, yeah, that's it was the 10 guy. Out of 10. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's one
every,
out of 10 there.
Every other nine of them is gonna be a Korean family, dude? And it's fucking bizarre. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh god, again.
Was there honor in something like
you
that?
You know, I don't know, but I remember like growing up and hearing there's like a Korean energy where if they're very angry, they're like, how about you die and I die? We all just die. There's this thing that they yell at one another. Mike, are you aware of this?
This is very true.
Right?
I've heard it.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
He's heard it. I've heard it. It's like a common expression or mentality to like an upset Korean person who's from Korea. Like a very old school Korean personality will say something like, how about you die and I die? We both die. Something like that. In the middle of an argument, you'll hear that. And that's why I think you see that a lot of murder suicides in Korean culture.
Oh shit.
At least in America.
I've never heard about this.
You've never heard that? It's a thing. It's a thing.
So this information shows.
Hey Jet, something big. Something long and big as a gun owner. Mike, can you just read that? I mean, can you scan it and then see if it's worth reading anyway? Are you reading it right now, Gabe? You're reading. You're like locked in.
Yeah. So he wrote Jet 6619 is a newer guy.
Hey, what's up, Jet 6619? Yeah,
thanks for the chat. Everyone, chat in.
So he wrote, as a gun owner, I sure as hell hate when this happens. I have ordered toilet paper online and has taken more than a week to get delivered. I sure as hell can survive a background check. That will delay getting a gun more than a day. Mental health is a huge factor, but gun control needs to be handled as well. There are people there that don't have driver's license because they're legitimately cannot drive. Guns need to have something similar. Yeah, so he's a perfect example for a gun owner that wants guns to be harder to get because it makes the good gun owners look bad.
I think when earlier you're like gun nuts, I don't know, I don't understand why, you know, shouldn't gun nuts want tighter restrictions too?
Yeah, I think
they do. I think a lot of them do. But there's some sort of just media narrative that like there's the red and blue, you know, there's the liberal and conservative side, and like, you know, we want to think that the conservatives who are, you know, the gun nuts, they have this sort of, you know, mentality about it. And it's like, I think we share a lot more in common than we think, or at least more than the media portrays. So the media here is an issue as well. So I'm glad that Jet spoke up here. What does that say, though? How does media affect mass shootings?
Yeah, so this kind of shows... So in this PowerPoint, it first explains that there is no data of just mass shootings in general. There's no
What is this PowerPoint that you're showing us that we're on the 20th slide of?
This is something he put together for us.
Yes.
Is this someone's like thesis that you found?
So this is on vscc.virginia.gov. So this is like a government.
Okay, so this is a government PowerPoint. Look at you. All right, you got some real shit going on.
I can't have some bullshit source, you know?
I don't know.
This isn't Fox News.
we take BuzzFeed tests out here on the daily.
So at first it explains that there is no data that shows just mass shootings in general. So I guess that they really can't calculate it really effectively.
Yeah.
But it explains that after there is a mass shooting, there is another one within the next 13 days, which I guess is kind of similar to what happened today. Why there was one in
there was one earlier,
Buffalo.
Right? Yeah,
wasn't there one in California?
There was one in California as well,
not that long ago.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, It's like a refract. It's like the period of like, oh, that's right. I was going to get to that.
I forgot.
Pretty yeah, much. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, it has shit, to.
That's right.
Yeah.
I guess I can find time this week for it.
Yeah, because this study was pretty much made supposedly because they were trying to compare media coverage of suicides and the increase in suicides, which does happen. When the media covers suicides, right. More and more people do commit suicides. And that there's actually data with that.
So they're not going to cover it on media as much or limit it?
No, in the end, they pretty much just discuss that it's, I mean, you know, free speech is a thing and the freedom of the press is a thing. And some, so they said 20 to 30% of mass shooters are you know, there's like a copycat effect.
Right.
I guess that kind of makes sense, right? It's like, oh, this person did it. I wanted to do this, so let's do it.
I was gonna.
Yeah.
Right. It's gonna get groceries first, but.
Yeah. I mean, I was pushing it off, but yeah. Hey, you know what? You're right. It is just go out there and do it.
Right. I think.
Just like going on for that run.
I mean, me.
I've been struggling with that.
I don't know. It's fucking. It's, you know, I was talking to Mike the other day about, you know, we don't hear about any assassination attempts on the president of the United States.
Oh, okay.
But there are
like many.
Plenty.
Many.
many.
Oh,
but you're
right.
You never hear about it.
Yeah.
And I think you never hear about it because you don't want this effect.
Okay.
Of like,
right.
You know what?
Of the 30% or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I see that.
But like, how can, I mean, can.
Right. If we, I mean, honestly, what if, like, so what you're proposing maybe, let's just say, would be that media just doesn't cover this at all. Just like the president stuff doesn't cover it. So we just don't know about it.
Which is.
Is that going to happen less?
Also,
then?
Also, that's hard to compare because if a president assassination, that's like. Sensitive information, right? Like,
why is that sensitive information?
Well, it's because like the safety of the president, right?
I mean, it's the safety of these kids. Right. I think this is not
right. But the only reason why we know that kids got shot is because it happened.
Right.
Right. It happened with the president. If the White House is refusing to release that information that someone tried to assassinate the president,
right?
Then we won't know about it.
Right, they
that's
can do
more
that.
Control.
They can do that all day, right? Yeah, like if a dozen kids get killed at a school, like fucking everyone's gonna know about it, like kind of no matter what. Mm-hmm. But I think there could be, so it's not the same, but like it, you know, there could be some sort of like handling by the media that just. I feel like there's other examples, maybe, but like
serial killers is the other example.
Is there something different that we do with serial killers now?
Yeah. Well, that I don't know, but in the 70s and also in the 80s, serial killers was heavily on the media, right? It was a very dangerous thing. But I think what we learned from it is that, you know, there's a higher chance of you dying other ways than getting killed by a serial killer, right? I mean, there's multiple deaths. I mean, if you go to Baltimore...
Are there active serial killers right now that we just don't know about because the media just has an agreement that they're not going to cover it as widely?
Yeah, it's not national news like how it used to be.
Maybe that's what we have to do with these mass shootings.
Or they don't release the names or something. They do something. Like I think back in the day we would give these killers nicknames. Like,
that's true. That doesn't help.
That fucking makes it worse.
Right. The Long Beach Strangler.
Right. I can't even think of any off the top of my head. The Zodiac Killer. The Korean Dad. Yeah. Seems like a lot of those.
Them says school shootings have been happening for what? 18, 20 years now? How is it still happening? It's crazy. Because you remember when they didn't happen? I remember.
Right.
Columbine was the first.
Yep.
You know what? That's when, like, the world really opened up for, like volatile and violent leaning people, and they were like, oh, you're right, I can just take a gun anywhere, you know.
Yeah,
was Columbine was wild.
Columbine was wild.
Columbine was wild. I remember crying. I was a kid, and I was crying because I told my mom I was scared.
I think we wrote letters to like the families or the something. Maybe that's not true, but I feel like there was something that we kind of did. What year was that?
What?
Columbine.
99, I believe.
99? Yeah, that's why I remember being pretty young when that happened.
I guess maybe not. I guess I was thinking of something else. But
a different shooting?
Yeah, maybe something else.
And yeah, it's.
Oh, you know, I think I don't know. Maybe I think I wrote a letter. There was like a building that wasn't there like a bombing at like a children's hospital? And gosh, was this Oklahoma? I can't think of it.
A bombing at a children's hospital?
A bombing at a children's hospital or a hospital.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah. But anyways, I think politicians are scumbags.
Yes.
I think those people who actually have the power to do something about it are not, haven't done anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fucking evidence for it, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can come out and say like, oh, we've done this, this, and this. It just hasn't worked yet or something, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know what can they stand on that is some sort of defense.
The whole thing the whole thing is tough. There's you know what they should do?
Uh-huh.
They should reduce like senators and like congressmen. Like you reduce the field to like 4 or 5 of them, right? And then just randomly you pick one. Like a random number generator picks the one that actually wins. That's how they should do it. That way there's no allegiances. There's no pre-planning you can really do.
Mm-hmm.
The best you could do is get your dude up there.
Right.
Or your dudette up there.
Hope for the coin flip.
And then hope for the coin flip to work in your favor.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then maybe that would create enough like disparate. What's the word I'm looking for? You don't even know. I don't know the word, and you don't know the word.
I want to figure it out.
You know what though? We're just gonna back out from that word. We're gonna back out of the room. Right?
It's not gonna be enough.
That way, you can have many different groups.
Designation, discernment.
That way, you can have many different discerning groups.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
That like you can't necessarily like say like left or right or whatever.
Right. I mean I there still is going to be like the left, right, center, whatever or, support to get to that.
Or
to
it's just a lotto. It's like fucking a jury system.
Right.
You know? You get a phone call one day and they're like you got to check into the county court. Right? You go there. You answer a couple questions and they're like, you're the senator. And you're like, fuck.
Oh, like jury duty.
Yeah, you're like, fuck.
I'm down.
4 years of that shit.
I'll be a senator. All right,
let me go talk to my family. I got to put in my sick days.
I think we need to stop idolizing these politicians. We need to stop acting like it's fucking entertainment and sports and shit. Stop with these fucking conventions and red and blue balloons fucking falling from the sky. All right. Stop taking pictures with politicians over here, Mike, and fucking let these people be just boring ass people who just give us facts. And the only way we could see what they're doing is on C-SPAN. And that's it. I'm going to go grab some hangers.
Yeah.
What are you going to say, Mike?
Yeah, just real quick. It's definitely politicians are corrupt, but also because it's a democracy, hypothetically, if Biden wants something, it's not as simple as be like, oh, I want that. Let's get it passed.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
So the system is just arguably, I don't want to say it's flawed, but it's just not working.
It's not working anymore because I think over the years, over like the however many years America's been around, we've figured out, like politicians, career politicians who want to stay in power, make money, live like a comfy life, they've fucking figured it out. They've gamed the system enough to where it's okay for them. And that's what we got to shake up. We got to shake up that gamed system. Because if it's like a gun lobby or a lobby system where like they're basically friends, they're helping each other out, they're pushing each other through different, you know, obstacles, it's just, well, then now we're not even dealing with a true democracy. We're dealing with people who are there because they wanted to be there, and their motivation wasn't to serve or to, you know, help a democracy. So I believe in a full lotto system and an aggressive ballin' ass buyback system for guns. That's the campaign I'm running on. Get me voted in. What do you think? Wow, you got long hair, dude.
Yeah.
You got longer hair than I would have guessed. Your hair
is very long. I'm surprised.
Yeah. I need a haircut.
So what's the deal?
So this is called the hanger reflex test.
This is the most boomer shit ever. Are we reading about a TikTok thing on a fucking news article?
Yeah, so it's viral because of TikTok. And I'm just going to show you some videos of, I guess, what it is. Uh-huh. And then we can do it and see if it's the truth.
All right. Okay. Oh, shit.
That's all I'm seeking. Is
it going to reveal my dick size?
I've heard about this hanger thing, that it makes your head move.
I hate it when people do this shit. I hate it when they do.
This is already upsetting me. What have you gotten us into?
So let's try it. So the theory is that if you put a hanger on your head, like how they did it,
you can't help but move.
Your head will naturally move either to the left or to the right. So let's see if that's true.
I'd like to speak to the manager first.
Dang! Look at your hair.
My hair's crazy.
You got like layers in it too. Ooh, I like that.
I never did the emo look.
Dang, you know, the only thing you're missing is some eyeshadow. You look great, dude.
What's that? There's like a Instagram like thing going around where it's like a.
So put this on our
fake
head.
Wig. All right, put this on our head, and then we can't help but.
Oh, okay, hold on. I already did it, but what? What am I supposed to do?
No, just put it on your head, I guess. How? This fucking hurts my head.
Am I overthinking it? Am I moving?
Yeah, it makes your head turn. And it's not... It makes my head turn. Does it make your head turn?
I don't know, but maybe I'm like really trying.
I think it's the design of the hanger.
The squeezing of it?
Yeah.
Are you just looking at me? No. I can't tell what you're doing.
I swear, it's making my head fucking move.
It's move. Okay, hold on.
It's making Mike's head move too. But I'm not going to react like these fucking teenage girls. Ah, this fucking hurts my head. I got to fucking...
Hold on, let me... I want to try this one? I'm going to be... Because I'm thinking like, am I just turning to see you? I can't tell, so I'm going to... I don't know. I don't think so. Are you turning? We look like a couple of idiots.
So supposedly it only works, I think, from 95 to 90% of the population. So I guess you're in the 10%.
This sounds stupid, too. That sounds like a made-up fact.
That sounds like a made-up fact, too, yeah. I agree. Try this one, though. Maybe this one's the magic one. Because there's more tension. I mean, the... Yeah, this is different. Oh, wait, no.
Are you just turning to look at me?
No, I'm not.
I can't tell what we're doing. Okay,
what if I switch it?
Are we putting it on and then we move our heads, or am I just putting it on?
Don't move. Just relax your neck.
I guess. This works. I don't know. Now I feel like I'm feeling like I've got to turn.
It works.
But I don't know.
Okay, so the way it works for me is whatever this side is on, it makes my head turn the opposite way.
Hold on. I guess so. There, it feels right to move this way for some reason, but it doesn't make me move.
So
I guess if you like pressure, it's like the triangularness of it, right?
It's like something with this. It's not the combination.
So there is no direct information, but there is a device. It's called an HR. It's called a. Let me post. So it's called a HR device, which it's used by the scientific community, and as an example, there's a woman who had her head. I'm like trying to read this. Another page described a woman who had her head turned to the right for 5 years. When she wore the HR device on her head, she could turn her head easily to the left. 3 months later, her head movement problems had almost completely resolved, even without wearing the device.
Where did you get this article?
So this is from.
This is from Virginia.gov.
Here, if you want to prove the test, you could put this hanger on my head while my eyes are closed, and it goes the opposite way. So if my head turns,
yeah, that's what it is. I think the way it like pushes against two sides versus like one flat side, it makes one side feel more natural. The movement,
yeah,
it almost feels like someone's nudging you that way.
Yeah,
right. Slightly, is that what you're saying? Yeah, because now it feels more proper to go this way, and this way feels weird. It feels like I'm fighting someone to go that way.
Right.
So here's a video, I guess, of the HR.
I believe this stuff.
I feel like this person wasn't trying hard enough. Just turn
your head. But like sometimes, you know, you get like locked in your head.
Right, right. Like
you get locked in your head and you're like, oh, I only look right. I can't look left. And then like. You need something physically to disrupt your brain a little bit, to just get you to remake those pathways or something. You feel me?
I feel you.
Yeah, this is pretty scientific. I don't know, but it's probably some nerve. It pinches a certain nerve that makes you turn. I guess. No,
it feels. I can definitely feel the nudging. It feels like someone's gently nudging me in one way.
What's going on with these dorks?
Yeah. These are...
So this is the HR device.
This is the HR device?
I guess it shows you the points.
Oh.
When the points get pressed.
Oh, so this is some Ratatouille shit. What do you mean, so, like, they're saying that you can control someone from their head. This is some Ratatouille shit. Oh, my God,
you figured it out.
This is Ratatouille. You know, the mouse could be up on your head doing this. Make your fucking arms fling around.
Ow. Now I'm in my head about it. I don't know. All right. I think it works. It fucking works. It works. There's 2 points, like you said.
Yeah.
Versus 1 point.
It just feels like someone's gently nudging you. I'll admit that.
So if here's my scientific... explanation here.
Yeah.
Jumping off of your point, there's 2 points here. There's 1 point here, but because there's 2 points here, there feels like there's more like
pressure.
There's more surface area causing pressure.
And it makes you want to turn a certain way.
And it makes you want to turn your head, all right? How many people, who's watching? How many? 2,000 people?
Look, we need to 9, write 000. An article, a really quick
9,000?
Viral article about how this proves Ratatouille could be real.
Everybody go to your closet and get a hanger and fucking verify these results, all right?
Oh, DM it. Maybe record yourself and then DM me to OK's Happy Hour Instagram.
I want to see you in a hanger and how it feels when you put it on your head.
You know, I can't tell anymore. DM us at OK's Happy Hour. Email us at poppopcast@gmail.com. Oh, yeah, this shit works, dude.
Yeah,
this
because if works. You go, it doesn't make you move that way, but it feels way more natural to go one way because if you go the other way, it kind of feels like you're fighting something.
Right,
and it just tricks. I guess it just tricks your feelings into feeling that way. Dude, look at your hair, dude. I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, but like, what am I?
Ooh,
I just comb it back. You know,
it's hot. It's hot.
Yeah.
Just keep it long, dude.
Keep it long?
Yeah.
Cause tonight.
It's not bad. Did you ever listen to any like emo music?
No.
Never?
Never.
Wow. Never. How did you stay out of it? It was everywhere for a while.
I don't need... I listen to sad Mexican songs. It's the same fucking thing. Oh,
okay.
You know?
What's a sad Mexican song? Is that like a corrido?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's like one of those.
One of those?
Yeah. I listen to like sad oldies. It's the same as emo music,
I guess. But emo music was like newer, you know?
Yeah.
It was like this.
I opened a beer and I already had a beer open, man.
You're so silly.
All right, let's talk. Let's watch some dudes fighting each other.
Okay,
it's my favorite shit.
So this was sent from Gabe.
I submitted this. This was from I guess ABC Chicago in 2019.
But it took place in Florida, of course.
Oh, it took place in Florida. Yeah. Oh, I see. It was just reported in Chicago.
Florida makes the best news. All the news that comes out of Florida is great.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't enough.
Good.
Chicago's like, let's see what's going on in Florida. Surveillance video. Florida armed robbery foiled by spring breakers.
Yeah, if you want to maybe like describe what's
happening. Yeah, happened. Dude's
running up on a car. Looks like he's got a gun. Three dudes hanging out, pumping gas. Oh, we hugging? We having a little tussle?
Yeah,
you know what's funny? Wait, you just pointed that out. I didn't even think about it. But why is there three guys pumping one gas?
I mean, they're just hanging out. You know what? I sometimes do that. If I'm like driving and I'm tired and I'm pumping the gas, I make people get out of the car. I'll be like, get out of the car so it doesn't feel like I'm doing everything.
They're in a station wagon, a Volvo station wagon.
Yeah, they're all stretched. They're getting their stretch on, you know?
Three young white males.
Yeah.
Holding the gas pump together, I guess.
Yeah.
This dude comes up with a gun and just doesn't, like, point the gun. Yeah. Like, he's trying to conceal the gun. Like, he's trying to be, like, secretive. Like, hey, I got a gun and I'm robbing
you. He's got good gun safety because he's pointing... pointing it downwards the whole time.
Yeah.
But he runs over from the other pump, a neighboring pump, and he's like, yo, what's up? Where's the money? And then they tackle. He's like, he judos this guy. Oh, and then the other guy gets him a little bit. Okay, he's got his back a little bit. Where's the gun at? Is the gun suddenly gone?
These guys are doing it.
Did the gun drop right there next to the
tire?
They're
wrestling for the gun. So another guy comes up.
Damn, look at that.
The guy with the gun who initially came up to try to rob the dudes had a friend in the car who had to come out and help his friend because his friend was on the floor wrestling with two guys. There's a third guy from that group of three guys standing just watching this whole time.
Yeah,
yeah, that guy
is an
idiot.
Is a crazy coward.
Yeah. I mean, at this point... I mean, you got to get a couple kicks in. Just get a kick in. Misunderstanding the situation here?
Right. There is his two friends were handling the one guy on the ground with the gun.
So where's the gun at now?
The guy in the pink shirt has the gun.
Oh, okay.
So now the white boys have the power.
Okay.
They got the guns.
And this guy's just trying to get back in his car?
The two guys are trying to get back in their car, and they're doing some sort of like...
They're probably yelling back and forth at each other.
Oh, there's four friends?
Yeah, one guy got out of the car.
Holy shit. All right, there's four white guys coming from lacrosse practice or some shit.
From Abercrombie Sale.
From Abercrombie Sale. And so it was four white guys versus two black guys, and the two black guys are now in the car.
Okay, so they're going?
And they bounce. So the four white preppy boys... end up winning in the end, even though I don't know if the gun was loaded, but that was a lot more dangerous than I don't think any of them realized.
Yeah, if someone's pointing a gun at you, just give them the fucking money. Your life is worth more than a few dollars.
I think they thought the gun was so like it was like
he got really close. The robber got really close. He didn't have to be that close.
He didn't have to be that close.
He could be kind of far away. Yeah, you know, just give me all your shit
and just show the gun.
Yeah,
you don't even have to point it at them.
And I think if the gun was real, I'm assuming that it is. I think these kids got lucky that this guy wasn't a real killer.
Yeah, that's the thing with gun safety laws. You know what I mean? He's like, this guy, safe gun user.
he's not a killer.
This is a very safe gun user, right? There was a gun, but he never saw. No one saw a reason to kill anyone over anything. They were just like, we just having, you know, a civil discussion about a transaction. They're refusing the transaction. Uh-huh. You know, dude, they're gonna beat him up, and he's gonna leave.
And you know what's pretty interesting is that these kids are also very nonviolent. Because no one decided to kick either of them in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't just tee off on him like
that.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I would have done something, but yeah. I would have kicked a dude in the face.
Absolutely. It's free
shots. You got to kick a dude in the face if they pull a gun on you. Because it's a little bit, because I'm more of like, once you sort of escalate the situation, I'm like, well, I'm just going to fight to live, I think. That's my mentality.
Right, yes.
And
right.
I'll tee off on your head.
Right.
If I get the opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm worried that you're going to overpower me and get the gun back.
Right. A gun is involved.
Yeah.
Like, look, he's punching him in the back.
Yeah. Well, this guy just doesn't know what he's doing. He's just like, I'm going to hurt you, buddy.
Right. And the
other, and I would have kicked him. I would have kicked that dude in the
face. And this guy, look, he's just like letting the other guy break him apart. And he should have just teed off on both of them.
I get that.
I get it. Yeah. They're scared. They're pretty young. They're like 19, 20.
Right. Unexpected, scared. It looks pretty late at night. They all could have been like high. Like, you know, the guy in the burgundy who really stood by and just did nothing.
Damn.
He's probably really high on mushrooms right now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, shit, is this happening?
Is this even real?
I can't believe this. Oh my God, my t-shirt feels so good.
Yeah. He's like, hey, why has my buddy got a gun suddenly?
Yeah. So who knows how inebriated what doesn't it say the time right there? Sunday
3:39. That's got to be AM. Yeah. Wow, and they're not that drunk. They're 19 years old. They couldn't even get to the bar, dude. They were just hanging out, eating popcorn.
They couldn't figure out how to pump gas. That's why all three of them had to come outside.
That's right, because
I get it now. Yeah. Shit, you know what? These guys are heroes.
Good. I mean, good on them. I enjoy that we watched that whole thing and no one got killed.
And you see, nobody got killed. And you see, like, everything from bravery to cowardice. You see...
You see all the human emotions.
Yeah. Like, it's obviously so dangerous because there was a gun involved. But the fact that the gun didn't even go off, and maybe it's even a toy gun, that this was just entertaining. Like, I don't think anybody really got that hurt.
Yeah, you see, that guy, he would pass a background check.
Yeah.
He would pass a background check. He safely owns a gun. He safely, you know, he showed it. He didn't use it. This is fine. It's fine by my book.
Man.
Yeah, he's not a killer.
He's not a killer.
Thank God.
He would pass the psychiatric evaluation.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right, let's watch some, like, recent violence. You know, this video, I don't know if this is the long version, but there's like a short version and a longer version, apparently.
Yes, this is the full video.
This is the full video?
Yeah.
United Airlines worker fired after brawl with ex-NFL player at Newark Airport.
Oh, man, that's Newark? Newark is hard, dude.
This is United?
When you drive through, like, the worst spots in Newark, it is rough. That's a rough town. Mike, right?
Is that
have you been to Newark?
Newark, New Jersey?
Yeah. I've been to New Jersey. I don't know if I've been to Newark, but you know what's interesting? New Jersey.
What's that? Thomas Edison?
Employees pump your gas.
Oh, it's one of those spots.
So it's those not
fucking
self-serve.
Weird me out.
It's a serve one?
Yeah, like when you go to Oregon or some shit, and then you like pump your gas and some teenager just pops up out of nowhere. It's like, how much gas you want? You're like, oh, shit. Where the fuck you come from? All right, let's watch this. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, this guy just eating those punches. Ooh.
Who initiated?
Oh, my God. Why does he keep coming up? Like, okay, now he's squaring up. I love street fights, by the way. Oh, that's a good hook. He's like, oh shit! Oh shit! What? Damn! You know what though? I'm proud of the guy, the airline worker, because he got one good one in. That wasn't a cheap shot either. That was a quick little left hook.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was solid because you could hear it. It felt like he was. It sounded like he was punching a pack of steaks.
I wonder if the employees inebriated. I would be if I worked for United.
Yeah,
let's play it again.
What's the altercation about?
And the story is that. Again, I don't know because this is not in the video, but supposedly he was using a wheelchair. The Broncos, ex-Broncos player.
Okay, so the athlete who's standing right now was using a wheelchair?
The wheelchair, and he put luggage on it because I guess he didn't want to
carry his luggage.
Well, to pay for the cart.
Okay.
Which isn't, I don't think that's that big of a fucking deal.
Yeah.
So supposedly the employee was like, you can't do that. And he was like trying to make him, I guess, use a cart.
Uh-huh.
Pay for a cart. And supposedly that's how it escalated. Now, this is the full video that was recorded, supposedly, but we don't know what happened before it was rolling, right? But in the video, the airline guy slaps the Broncos player first, and you're going to see it in the first 1 second of this video.
See that?
He slapped him first. Oh, so it was a quick slap back, too. Huh.
What?
Okay, so United dude, I mean, as far as from this video, the United guy fucking throws the first slap. And then it's just on from there.
Yeah, and if you watch the video, I think what happened is when the Broncos player, after this slap, he was trying to punch the airline guy. And he was like kind of leaning with the punches. And I think he got cocky. I think he was like, oh, this dude's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then and I think that's why it escalated to the point where he ended up getting knocked out. Because I think he got really confident in, oh, I'm going to be able to beat this dude up. And then we can watch it right now.
Damn.
Why would... But he got clipped right there.
I think he has confidence because he's taking him. He's like, fuck it, I could take it.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Oh, that's still... Oh, and then that's a good one, too. Ooh.
Right.
Gosh, I don't know what would make you square up. I mean, yes, he should not have that job anymore. Like, why are you squaring up? Don't square up, bro.
Right.
Like, difficult customers are just going to be difficult customers, man.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
It don't even matter. Yeah, well, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Well, he did get slapped. What did he get slapped for?
What?
Like what? Like who initiated? It was the athlete who initiated, the tall dude.
I mean, the athlete.
He's tall, man.
The athlete
There's
could have been
mistaking that this guy's an athlete. Why would you start anything with him?
He could have been a dickhead. Like the athlete just could have been a dickhead about it, and then like the employee could have been like, "Well, you're not supposed to do that, dumbass." And then the athlete like, "What'd you say?" It's like, "You're not following the rules, man." And either way, whoever like
he slaps,
yeah. There's no. I'm not trying to.
Damn.
I'm not trying to make a claim that like the United, like either person is right or wrong in this situation.
Yeah.
They're both wrong because they're fucking fighting.
Yeah.
And the person who's more in the wrong is the employee because he's working. You know, he shouldn't be. You know.
Right. I just wish it didn't happen in a context like this. I wish they were just street fighting. Just a pure-hearted street fight.
I mean, the closest thing next to the streets, though, is airport terminals, I think.
Damn, dude.
I mean, these might as well be the streets.
This guy thinks he's Canelo or something.
Yeah.
he like, whoop. Like, he like slips like one punch, and he's like, I got this. I'm going to be the hero.
And, you know.
And then, but, dude.
Yeah,
he's
like.
I don't even think he's paying attention. Yeah, he actually, now that I look at it, the guy's not, he's talking to someone else about it when he eats that
right.
hook.
He's trying to like, he's looking at somebody, either his friend or like another, like just people who are just standing over there. And he's like, did you guys see this? Like, he's refraining, you know, the employee is.
And then he's got that hook in.
He has tunnel vision. He's like, I'm just going to fucking fight. We're going to fucking fight. I'm going to poke the bear. And then the football player is just like, I can't believe this is happening. I'm going to punch this guy in the face. You guys see this? And then he just does it.
You know what's interesting? These two guys don't even try to even stop. They're just
yeah, I wouldn't either. You know, he should have just ate that slap and like sue. That should have just been what happens. Just eat that slap. I got punched by a homeless dude. So I know all about being, you know, suddenly attacked at work.
Right.
And I just ate a punch by a homeless dude. What are you going to do?
So you're saying the football player?
No, the airport guy.
The airport guy does the first slap.
Hold on. Who does the first slap?
The airline worker does the first slap.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's real quick.
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, it's in the first second of this video.
All right. Watch. Hold on.
See that?
What?
That was it.
Oh, he slaps with his left hand?
Yeah, it's like, it looks like he connects.
I think he does because you see his headphones.
Headphones sort of whip around, right? His headphone or his hair or something. Yes, I think his headphones. I mean, he's trying to avoid something, and he reacts.
So the worker started this?
Yeah.
Yo, this worker is fucking nuts, man. Can't do that. That's... Ooh. He works in the service industry. That's service 101. Don't slap the customer.
Right.
That's fucked up. He deserves to be knocked out. Judgment made. You can't do it.
Yeah, you're fucking working.
The thing with violence is like, once you open the door to violence, you can't just say like, oh, I only slapped you. You know what I mean? Because now we were doing nothing. You want to do something. Now something is everything.
Yeah.
And it's that's kind of fair in a way too.
And that's the in the court of law, they kind of see it that way too, right?
Oh, yeah?
You're like, if somebody attacks me, I'm attacking back in self-defense, right?
It's true.
Yeah, it's a good argument. It's a good argument to say that for sure.
I mean, you...
But like self-defense is more like you have to like present like an argument about fearing for your life. And someone slapping you in an airport isn't necessarily like fearing for your life.
Yeah, that's fine. But like the person who starts it,
yeah.
I mean, they're going to be like...
Yeah.
Scrutinize first. They're in the wrong first.
I would say in this case, like if it comes to court, like if that airline worker, if he hit his head and he like got in a lot of like medical bills, I would say the court would probably see this guy as like at fault.
The football player. Play it again. I'm the judge now.
You're the judge now?
Yeah.
All right.
So the first two slaps, the first slap is from the worker. All right. And then there's a retaliation. I think that's
man.
And real tough. Quick, all I'm gonna say is if
it's eye for an eye.
If
it's eye for an eye, but that's in the streets.
And if this fight really started off from a fucking wheelchair, this guy's an idiot because
he's insane.
Him even trying to even like change this guy's mind of like, oh, just take the card. It's like, what are you doing? You're not gonna get a rate. Like if this guy's doing that,
right?
It's not illegal, number one.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? Why? You're not gonna get a raise or anything. Like it doesn't benefit you to even mention that.
Yeah.
You know?
I worked at Togo's and I was there, the manager was there or the owner, and he never liked me from the jump. And there was a guy, he came in and he was ordering a sandwich and his two friends were sitting outside, sitting at the table, one of Togo's tables, waiting for his friend who went in to go order a sandwich. And the owner told me to tell his friends that they can't sit there because they're not customers.
Okay.
And I was like, but his friends ordering, like those guys are here because their friend is ordering food. So somebody from that group is ordering food. Right. So I tried to say something like that, but I was 16 years old or whatever. And I go outside and I'm like, hey guys, my owner,
you had to go tell him?
Yeah, so I told him, I just told him the truth. I was like, hey, you know, my owner's asking you guys to move, but don't worry about it because I know you guys are just waiting for your buddy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. And then I go inside and like, they haven't moved because I told them like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But the owner was like, you got to tell them to move. And I was like, I just stalled until like the guy was done ordering his food and he walked out. Like I went outside and just bullshit. Bullshitted again because it was like whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's to me, and it's I don't know. It's a stupid example, but like, I don't care.
I'm with you. I've worked a bunch of jobs. It wasn't my job to tell you no.
Yeah.
It's not my job. I don't really care.
I don't care.
Go steal. I worked at Target. Like. So I remember something rang up as $2. I knew it wasn't $2. It was like a computer mouse, like a really nice, like wireless laser computer mouse. It was like a $70 mouse. Rang up as $2. Dude bought like three of them. Like, yeah, dude, whatever. What am I going to do? Tell you no? Yo, the computer is telling you yes. So I totally get it. I worked those jobs, all those jobs. Uh-huh. You know, like I worked at a video place. You got late fees. It ain't my job to like enforce that.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. You can keep renting. I don't give a shit about these late fees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The computer don't stop me from renting to you. I'm just supposed to talk to you about it, but I'm not going to talk to you about it. Yo, you owe $50, but no biggie.
I would say all of that to them.
Yeah.
Like, you might owe $50, but whatever.
Yeah, it's $50, but hey, dude, 50 First Dates is a pretty dope movie, bro.
I might say that to this NFL player. I'd be like, you know, it's kind of smart they're using a wheelchair.
Yeah, but...
But it's not right because somebody who might need the wheelchair
might
need to use that.
And then you'd like wink at them.
You know? But like, hey, I mean, if you want to do that, then go ahead and do that. But
hey, you want a slap fight though?
How you feel about slap fighting? All right, let's watch. I want to see.
Are we going to watch? Let's watch less fights in the streets.
All right, last time. I want to see like.
Oh, okay.
Like eye for an eye. One slap, right?
Okay.
Oh!
He dips it.
Oh,
he
now
he never gets like a.
Oh, okay. Right, NFL players just keep—he keeps going.
He tries, yeah. And now he's like.
Yeah, the NFL player.
Now his hand. Oh. Okay.
They both had opportunities to de-escalate.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. No more.
You see.
Turn it up.
Oof, man, that got rough at the end.
Yeah, he slams his head.
I hope he's okay. But dude, what's wrong with you, bro?
They're both dumb. They both had opportunities to de-escalate. I think the NFL player, you know, he was going wild with the slaps, and then it looked like he was like, "All right, I had enough." And then the worker came and slapped him pretty fucking hard.
Oh man, what do you think happens in a case like this? Does the judge say like, "Nah, both of you are good"?
Well, I don't know. It depends on if they decide to press charges.
But who presses charges?
Well, I think what will happen is there's probably going to be no criminal charges,
right?
You know, because it's kind of like a mutual combat situation. It kind of arguably looks
like. Is that a thing? Can I just say like?
It's a thing in some states. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a mutual combat. That's the phrasing for it.
Yeah, it's called mutual combat.
That's badass.
Cops will stand there and watch people fight.
Oh, because it's just like.
If they agree that it's mutual combat.
Okay. So it's like a medieval thing or something. Where it's like they're dueling. It's fine. Duel. They're dueling.
Yeah, they're dueling, yeah.
And okay. If I'm not mistaken, LA is a mutual combat city.
Oh, really?
Is it?
Zac Efron? Supposedly got caught beating up a homeless man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus.
And he said it's mutual combat?
Mutual combat, and it worked.
So Zac Efron's defense was... This motherfucker said some shit, and we got into it. All right, I'm not going to tell you what we got into, but we agreed upon it, and I just happened to be winning.
But it was mutually agreed upon.
It was mutually agreed upon, and I'm just winning. You just happened to be catch me winning.
Zac Efron punched in the mouth by a homeless man in mutual combat incident on Skid Row.
Oh, hold on. Zac Efron got punched in the mouth?
I guess that's what made it mutual combat.
You know what though? Zac Efron probably also wailed on him. Zac Efron, he got that stamina, I can tell.
Yeah, he's in good shape.
Yeah. This guy's in shape. I bet he's great in bed. All the things, man.
I think about it all the time.
Right? He's got to be better than me.
I've made eye contact with him.
He's got to be better than the three of us, is what I think.
You think
he's got more practice. He's got at least more practice.
What,
in fighting?
In
sex. No, in sex.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
Mike thought maybe he was fighting, and he's like, maybe I could fight.
No, I was going to say if it was fighting, he'll kick my ass. That dude is jacked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he could fight it. He could fight better. He can do the both Fs better.
He could probably do both Fs better.
He could do both Fs better than us. He got both Fs on us for show.
And he probably started way younger than us too. He's probably smashing when he was 12 or something.
Yo, he's been smashing since High School Musical, I bet.
Oh yeah, big time. God, he has dreamy eyes.
He's a handsome dude. He looks like a dude like Gaston, you know, like you draw a handsome Euro guy and it's Zac Efron kind of, you know.
Dude, cartoon reference. I love it.
Oh, Gaston is the
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast guy.
I thought Beauty and the Beast when you said it, but I thought the candle for some reason.
Oh.
What's the
Lumiere.
Lumiere?
Yeah. Because it's light, you know?
All right. We got two things to do. All right. One of the things is we're going to watch a movie.
Okay.
And it's a movie that's available on YouTube.
Okay.
So that's...
Oh, it's like
free.
You're right, for free. So it's like a little movie club we can do.
Yeah. So this is for everyone.
I'm into this.
We're going to choose three movies and then we're going to post on Instagram a poll, and then whatever movie wins the poll, we will watch and discuss next week. So we get to choose three movies, or does the chat get to choose one of the movies?
Yeah, let's.
Maybe one chat and then
one
two.
From me, one from you.
What are we choosing movies?
We're choosing three movies that will be voted on, and then one of those movies we'll watch.
So we're not watching one yet.
No, not yet.
Ah, dang.
We're watching it on our own time.
But I could just watch it. No, no. I'm saying like, are we voting like now or
no? We're not voting right now.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna get started watching a movie next week then.
No. The poll is going to go on Instagram right as soon as we get three choices.
Okay.
So within 24 hours.
I am back on board.
So by tomorrow, we will have a movie who wins the poll.
All right.
And then we watch it, and then we discuss it next week.
I like a Johnny Depp movie. I think it's topical.
And again, these movies are available free on YouTube.
Yep.
If you search on movies and TV shows tab, It's there in the free section.
Did I mention that they're free, Gabe?
I don't know
if I had mentioned that with my mouth.
Right.
Because they're free.
I thought I mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it one more time. These movies are free and available on YouTube.
Okay.
All right. I want to put in my vote for Bonobos.
I like that movie poster.
And you could tell that I've already watched.
You've already watched a little bit of it. I love monkeys. I view myself very much as just like monkey 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just as stupid. We're all just stupid. That's why That's why we have all these issues that, you know, we seemingly know the answers to, but we can't seem to live by them.
Right.
So we're just dumb monkeys too. You know, in our own way. I like that. That's adorable, by the way.
That is adorable.
I kind of wish human babies started off looking like that.
Like monkeys?
Yeah, like monkeys, and then they slowly lost their hair, you know? And then they turned more, you know, conventional human looking. That'd be adorable.
Lems, it's going to go on Insta, so don't worry. So I got Instagram already ready to go.
Right, let's scroll down a little bit. We got Johnny Depp movie, kind of topical.
So Gabe, you already picked one? It's Bonobos?
I picked Bonobo. So okay. Bonobos is one. Dennis will pick another one, and then the chat will pick one. So Mike will just scroll down. Ooh, Joe Dirt 2.
That's
two.
Know.
There's another one? There's another great movie.
I don't know. Is it? I don't think it's David Spade, though. It would surprise me. Is
it
David
Spade?
It's all the original cast.
Dang. I've never even realized that this was out. Oh, Season of the Witch. You know, I like a good Nick Cage movie. Train to Busan. I watched that one. You watch that movie, Gabe? You ever watch Train to Busan? When you watch that, at the end of it, you're tired. It feels like you ran a marathon. Everyone's fucking running the whole time. It's exhausting just watching it.
I might change my choice because I haven't seen this whole
list. There's so many movies.
Right.
Let's just start at the top of the list. Make it easy. There's so many choices.
Ah, it's fine. Just whatever
Yeah.
I mean, we're given a chance for the chat to choose one.
Okay. Okay.
It might just be Lems because Lems is so on top of it.
Yeah.
And listening probably.
Lems is like half a friend to me. I've heard, not heard her, but I've seen her talking enough, more than some people I actually know in my real life.
It's true. She's the other half is. She's the other half of her is my friend.
Yeah.
So together, she's one full friend.
There's so many movies. Elvis, Blue Hawaii. All right, I want to do that one. Blue Hawaii for me.
Elvis, Blue Hawaii. All right, I'll put it in. Was my movie just called Bonobos?
Yeah, Bonobos, Born to be Wild.
Okay.
Something like that.
Elvis, there's Blue, a subtitle to it. Hawaii. And Bonobos what?
Bonobos.
It was just called Bonobos?
There was a subtitle. But I can't remember. I think it said Born to be Wild.
So I'm going to pick one too.
Okay.
This gives me an excuse to watch it. Grizzly Man.
Grizzly Man.
Oh, have is that the it? Documentary?
Yeah. I worked at a video store when it came out.
Oh, so you saw it?
I saw it a bunch.
Okay.
But I'll still watch it again.
I'm going to pick something else.
No, I wasn't really ever paying attention. Like,
me too.
I've watched 50 First Dates. Yeah. Like hundreds of times, but never in one sitting.
Can you go back to Bonobos? If anybody from the chat wants to throw in a movie too, we'll put it on the list. Bonobos,
Back to the Wild.
Back to the Wild.
I was close. I'm excited about the choices. The choices are surprisingly like kind of interesting.
Lems was going to suggest the Grizzly one, too.
So okay, that, Grizzly Man.
Grizzly Man it is. But yeah, there's some good ones here.
Actually, choose another one, because that's two nature documentaries.
That's true.
I feel like it'll throw people's vote off.
All right, I'm going to do...
What did I choose? Elvis? So you got to choose like a more... contemporary non-documentary movie.
I'm gonna do Season of the Witch.
Season of the Witch?
Yeah.
All right.
Season of the Witch.
Looks like Nicolas Cage, and it looks like he has his new hair, which I think it looks great.
Lem says, "Oh brother, what's oh brother?
Oh brother, where art thou?
Is it oh brother, where art thou? Where art thou?"
With Julie Germain. What's his name?
Dude, that's on my list too. So I'll be happy to watch that too.
Yeah, that's a sure. Coen Brothers movie.
What's his name?
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
What were you saying?
I said
you're saying a woman's name.
I said Julie. I said Germaine.
Oh, Julie Germaine.
I went with the other G, which is J, to me. All right, it's gonna be these four. We can't add more. I mean, we'll do this again in the future. So there's Bonobos, Back to the Wild, Elvis, Blue Hawaii, Grizzly Man, Season of the Witch. Wow.
I kind of wish the Elvis one would win. I don't know. That sounds like such an obscure movie.
Yeah. Once I saw it, I was like, we got to watch this one.
All right. So.
Throw it into the mix.
Okay. It is going on our stories. So you could vote now if you go to OK's Happy Hour on Instagram. No, it will not go onto our Facebook story. Bam. All right.
Yo, so I just logged now. Into... Oh, yeah. Go vote now. I just logged into Facebook for the first time in literally years. Maybe like seven years. Something like that, right?
I did today, too, for some reason.
There's still people living their lives on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much activity on Facebook.
Yeah.
Our friends are just out there living their lives, having kids and posting that shit.
Yeah. That's what you do.
I didn't even realize. They're just out there. They're just doing it.
They're called old people.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine it. Yeah. I can't imagine like posting my personal life like that.
I can't do it.
I can't do it, man. I don't have it.
We have businesses that we have to post for, and we don't even do that. Yeah, so man. Business before family.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how it goes. All right, let's Let's play this quiz. Let's throw the link in the chat. Let's play this quiz. Get out of here, man.
So this is a Disney quiz, and it's for $1 million, whoever participates. And
allegedly.
And yeah, you get, it's for 90s Disney movies. The reason why I picked this is because I feel like Dennis will get all of them right.
I don't know. I don't know a lot of like the obscure ones.
You'll like only
Aristocats? I don't know what the fuck that's about. What's this? Oh, okay, we're in the waiting room.
Okay.
I love a Disney movie. Love it.
You should go to Disneyland.
I like Disneyland.
You know, I went to Disneyland and I went to Star Wars Land. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it.
This is above.
And
what's it called?
There's a bar there.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. They give you a 2-drink limit, but I think if we go with enough people who don't drink,
yeah,
they order drinks and just hand them to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we shoot a whole thing there. Just like gun laws. Yeah. Exactly. They're kind of strict, though, because they do tell you it's 2-drink. And you can't, you can only stand in the area that they, you know, put you in. You know, I mean, it makes sense. You know, you walk into a regular bar, you go wherever, table, you know, right up at the bar, you know, high top table or something. But they tell you like, oh, there's 5 spots right up along the bar. And then they walk you to that spot and then that's your spot.
What's the bar look like? Is it?
It looks like the.
Is it like the cantina?
Yeah.
And it's like
I'm gonna try. I'll share some pictures. But there's a DJ there too. The DJ's there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's tight.
Do they have people in costumes that look like the extras from that cantina scene?
Oh well, the DJ's like a robot DJ from like that scene, I guess.
Is it?
Well, I mean,
there's
I
no robot DJ in that scene.
I know. Well, I guess there's no robot DJ, but there's like a.
Is it the robot character from Star Tours? Did they bring the Star Tours robot back? Which is kind of like Johnny Five.
I think
you know Johnny
so.
Five?
What? No.
You don't know Johnny Five?
I don't know Johnny
These
Five.
These are too many references for you.
I can't. Yeah. Let's calm down on the references.
I like Disneyland and I like drinking there a lot. It's
Tight.
My favorite part.
Tight.
There's a, like California Adventure has 2 bars.
Yep.
They have 1 Napa Valley bar.
Uh-huh.
It's like the Napa Valley land that they have. And there's like a second story bar where you can people watch and like eat a little charcuterie board with some wine.
Do they give you a limit? Do they say 2 drinks?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
They're pretty expensive, so that's how they limit you. It's just pretty pricey up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we playing? All right, it's for $1 million.
Okay. In Aladdin, what do Aladdin and Abu find in the Cave of Wonders?
This fucking music is intense, dude.
A magic lamp. A magic lamp.
In Beauty and the Beast, what type of household object is Cogsworth?
I'll let you go, and then I'll either correct you or not correct you. Is there a timer on this one? Oh, shit. All right, it's a clock.
It's a clock. I was going to say that. Mulan has 2 animal companions in the 1998 film, 1 Mushu, a dragon. What's the other?
Oh, shit. I don't know this one. I think it's that one, though.
Is it Cricket?
It is Cricket. It's those other choices were just awful choices.
Which though. Greek god serves as a villain in Disney's Hercules? Isn't it?
It's Hades. Yeah.
Which actor played Long John Silver in Muppet Treasure Island?
Oh shoot, I don't know.
John Cena.
Tim Curry.
Wow, nice. Yeah. The Oscar-winning music for Tarzan was written by which pop rock star?
Phil Collins.
The 3 gargoyles in the Hunchback of Notre Dame are named.
Shit.
Oh, this is tough, dude.
Oh, I don't know this one.
It's the last name because Victor and Hugo are in all of them.
Right, right.
So, Ed, Rose.
Ed. Damn. All right.
That was it?
That was the last one?
We didn't win $1 million. Oh, what we got first place?
Did we all fail at the same question?
Oh, is there more rounds?
There is.
There is? Oh, quiz 1 of 3. You only get to the $1 million.
Hey, Jess.
Okay, let's go. Oh, wait. Oh, because we're waiting. We're waiting.
Okay, okay.
They're waiting for our answers.
If you like, this is a different.
If you like Halloween movies, no doubt that this was one of your faves. What movie is this called?
Was that type top it in? One? Oh, it's a type one. Hocus Pocus.
Lizzie goes to Italy on a high school trip and meets her soulmate. Remember her name?
Fuck, I have no idea. I didn't watch Lizzie McGuire like that.
Lizzie Busy.
Lizzie Busy.
if you're a fan of Sunny
with a Chance and Jonas Brothers, this movie is worth the hype. Can you name it? Oh, I don't know. See, ooh. I was too old for like their live action stuff. I was more into their animation. Dang, I don't know.
Jumanji. Jumanji.
This Jumanji. There we go. Camp Rock.
Camp Rock. It's close. Starring Lindsay Lohan, a teenage girl is trying to solve a mystery. Came out in 2002. Do you remember what this movie is called?
This is a Disney movie? Is it like Freaky Friday where she...
No.
That's not it, right? Trying to solve a mystery.
30 seconds.
Oh, shit.
Man, Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11. Okay. Next one. It won't even take that answer. It's so bad. All right. Before Taron Killam was on SNL, he was in a movie about a bunch of girls who were bored with their lives. Oh, shit. I don't know. I don't know. Man, I was too old.
Nope. Damn. Would you say Kill Bill?
New Lola and her friend go to the City of the Night. Things get a little wild. Can you guess the movie? Okay, so... shit.
Damn, we couldn't get any of these, dude.
That was terrible. Wow, Matte in Florida, he got three of them. We got one. All right. We got another one? All right, last one.
All right, this is
for... I hope it's the animations, because I'm good at the animations. It's
for the $1 million, baby. Oh, wait.
This is...
We're still waiting, though.
Here we go for a million.
Can you tell which Disney Channel original movies these screenshots are from?
That's High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Oh, High School Musical 3. Hold on.
Oh.
I think it's one. That outfit looks like it's from one.
Okay. All right.
What is this one? Oh, shit.
I don't know any of these movies.
These are not even movie titles to me. Frenemies. Frenemies. It looks like a Frenemies movie. Shit. That's not E.T.
It's not
Hocus Pocus.
Practical Magic?
Or it's Halloween Town?
Halloween Town.
Practical Magic.
Which one?
Do it.
That one.
Do it.
Oh!
You son of a bitch.
Cheetah Girls. Hold on. Who's in it? Is Raven Simone in there? Cheetah Girls.
Yes. Not Rocky. Jump in?
It's got to be Jump In. That's the only movie thing I don't recognize. Oh, this one is Luck of the Irish. Or no. It can't be Hoop Dreams. It's Luck of the Irish.
The Hobbit. Oh, all right.
Oh.
Well, this is Sister Sister, but I don't know if that's the answer.
I'd say it's Sister Sister.
What was that?
Twitches.
This is a different movie.
Oh, because twins. They're witches. Twitches.
I like the other one said Witches Life with Y. Because they're urban.
Oh, no.
Okay, hold on. I don't know this one. No, it's not.
Mackenzie Falls. That's.
Oh, we're so bad at this.
Starstruck.
What is this?
Cadet Kelly or... Lizzie McGuire movie.
That's definitely Lizzie. That's the actress Lizzie McGuire.
Cadet Kelly. Yes. Gotta be the title.
Camp Rock or another Cinderella story?
Oh, shoot.
18 seconds.
Another Cinderella story. Oh. Princess wrong. Protection Program? That's a good title. It's...
7 seconds.
It's
come on.
Not,
struck by
it's Geek Charming geek, or Struck
geek
by
charming,
Lightning?
Geek Charming.
Okay, good job. What is this?
We just got to guess.
Oh.
Wow. Mate.
Mate.
Dominated.
Good job, Mate. Yo, you crushed it.
Yeah.
And good job, Len.
He knows a lot.
Are you playing this music?
Damn. You're playing this music? Good job, Mike.
All right. Let's cut it out. Cut it out.
Good job, guys. Damn, Mate crushed.
Yeah.
Good job, Mate. Good job, Lems. Wow.
I did not realize there was so many of those obscure Disney things that I didn't know, especially the live action ones.
They're all terrible movies.
They're not that good, yeah. They're for kids, though. It's to teach kids about, you know, life lessons.
It's true. Whatever. All right. don't buy guns. Don't fight in the streets. Don't use a wheelchair for your luggage.
Yeah.
Is there any other lessons?
Don't slap the customer.
And put your hanger on your head.
Put your hanger on the head. It fucking works.
Yeah, try it. Record that. Send it to our social media. Instagram. Just send it to our Instagram. We're the most active on that one. Or
send it to any of our emails.
Yeah.
I want to be surprised where it
ends up.
Yeah. Why not?
However you want to do it. Mail it to us
mm-hmm.
on a USB drive.
That works too. Send a hologram. Whatever. OK's happy hour. That's our show, but this is Pop Popcast. So subscribe to our YouTube, Pop Popcast. Subscribe and follow our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Pop Popcast. And tomorrow I'll be cooking for Cookbook Roulette. We're doing it from this cookbook called Thug Kitchen. And what did Mate Milwaukee say? Good night. Love you, goons. Final pop pop. All right. Who cares? I'm cooking some stuff from here. Who cares?
Yeah. I like that you do Cookbook Roulette. You got a vibe going in there with the people. And it's like a longer format, which is nice.
It's longer than it takes to cook the meals. Yeah, we have fun. I'm cooking two things from this, actually. All right, fine. Spicy pickled carrots, that's one of them. I don't consider that cooking. That's why we did vegetable pad thai with dry fried tofu.
Wow.
This is like a vegetarian cookbook.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
And they say Thug Kitchen on it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They curse. You seem more gangster.
It's pretty gangster.
Yeah,
it's pretty gangster.
And do we get our Amazon affiliation?
Did we get it back?
Because if it is... The link will be in the description.
All right. I'll go check our email for us.
All right, that's it. Any last words?
No. Thanks for joining, everyone.
Later. Pop pop.
Pop pop.